My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to the Shellac Stack. As I was browsing the record shelves, pulling out discs for today's program, I happened across that one, and for no particular reason, I think maybe I was attracted to the title, Misterioso, I thought I'd pull it out and give it a spin. And there you have it, Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5, recorded August 2nd, 1945. The tune was credited to Artie Shaw and John Carlton, issued on Victor Record number 20-1800. And that opens this edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in. It's going to be, I think, a good program today. I'll do my best to keep you entertained for this next hour with all sorts of music. We'll be hearing some Irish fiddle music, some jazz bands. We'll be hearing some vocal quartets and some solo vocalists. We'll hear some fantastic piano playing and even take a little trip to France later on. So that's what we've got lying ahead of us today. And why don't we just go ahead and dive right in? I've got two Columbia records of Irish music, both of these recorded in the early 1920s. First, from February 2nd, 1923, we'll hear Innes, Morrison, and Mueller, and a thing called the Londonderry Hornpipe, issued on record number 35-D. After that, it's fiddler Patrick Gaffney and a thing called My Love is a Lassie, issued on Columbia 289-D from November 8th, 1924. Some lively Irish music to get us going. Here's Innes, Morrison, and Mueller. Thank you. I just think that's a terrific record, played for us by Irish fiddler Patrick Gaffney, and unfortunately I can't tell you much about him. I couldn't find much online except that he seems to have recorded almost 24 selections between about 1922 and 1925, primarily for the OK label, although a few titles in there for Columbia as well, such as the one we just heard. That's called My Love is a Lassie, Columbia record number 289-D. It was later reissued in Columbia's F series for ethnic and foreign recordings, and also reissued later on the Harmony label from November 8th, 1924. Before that, Innocent, Morrison, and Mueller, the Londonderry Hornpipe, Columbia record number 35-D. Well, let's make a pivot here to jazz and something from Bobby Hackett and his orchestra on the independent Melrose label, number 1401. This was recorded in New York on May 31st, 1945, and the thing is called Rose of the Rio Grande, a song that went back to the early 1920s. Here it is. Believe it or not, that record's actually in pretty good condition, but it's one of those post-war recycled shellac things that just doesn't sound as good as it looks. Oh well. It doesn't help that this one has a little warp to it, but with a little extra weight on the stylus, it tracks okay. That was Rose of the Rio Grande, Bobby Hackett and his orchestra. Let's take a look. We had Vernon Brown in there on trombone, Joe Dixon on clarinet, Dean Kincaid on the baritone sax, Dave Bowman on piano, Carl Kress guitar, Bob Haggard on bass, and George Wetling on drums, and of course, Bobby Hackett playing the trumpet. Melrose record number 1401. I pulled out a pair of Velvet Tone records. This was the little budget label issued by the Columbia Record Company in the 1920s and on into the early 1930s. For most of the run, Velvet Tone records duplicated issues on the Harmony and Diva labels. Although towards the very end, there seemed to have been a number of issues on Velvet Tone that were unique to that label. First, we'll hear Velvet Tone 2294, the Empire Staters Quartet. I don't know much about them. And the song is called How I Love You, Dear. but there are some nice harmony to be heard here, recorded December 15th, 1930. After that, we'll hear a rare electrically recorded velvet tone from 1928. Jack Miller sings the Irving Berlin song How About Me, which I think is just a beautiful, beautiful melody. It's Velvet Tone record number 1813, at a time when velvet tones were otherwise still acoustically recorded. For certain vocalists, once in a while, they would spring for the electrical equipment. They probably went over to Columbia Studios to record these and then issued them on the sly under velvet tone, because I think Columbia was probably not paying the mechanical royalties due to the Western Electric system for these, but that's the way I see it. I have no proof for that. Anyway, Jack Miller sings it from, as I said, December of 1928. But first, here's the Empire Staters Quartet.
I'll keep on searching till I find you. Through the years, I've waited for the chance to tell you how I love you, dear. Through the years, my one and only thought to tell you how I love you. I've waited long and wondered if someday you'll be mine
on my own, or if I'm
fated to go through the years never knowing your smile, your kiss, your caresses. Come what may, I'm waiting for the day when I can tell you how I love you.
There's a sweetheart for everyone, a loving heart to have and to hold.
Some who seek may find her, some look forever and a day.
I have looked many years to find the heart that heaven made for me.
If I ever find the one, here's what I will say.
Through the years,
I've waited for the chance to tell you
how I love you, dear. Through the years,
my one and only thought to tell you
how I love you, dear. I've waited long and wondered if someday you'll be mine
on my own, or if I'm
fated to go through the years never knowing your smile, your kiss, your caresses. Come what may,
I'm waiting for the day when I can tell you
how I love you, dear.
Too long I held you close to my heart. Too much I loved you right from the start. Too soon you vanished out of my dream. Too late to start all over, it seems. It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will make a fuss about you, but how about me? It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will tell his friends about you, but how about me? You'll find somebody new, But what am I to do? I'll still remember you when you have forgotten. And maybe a baby will climb upon your knee and put its arms about you. But how about me? Somebody new, but what am I to do? I'll still remember you when you have forgotten. And maybe a little baby will climb upon your knee and put its arms about you. But how about me?
Isn't that nice? I don't think I've yet heard a version of How About Me that I didn't like. The song was written by Irving Berlin, sung for us there by Jack Miller, Velvet Tone record number 1813 from December of 1928. Before that, from December of 1930, we heard the Empire Staters Quartet. Curiously, they were only on one side of that record. There was a solo male vocalist on the other side. That was How I Love You, Dear, Velvet Tone 2294. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the early 1900s, from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, all up into the 1950s. And we turn now to two female vocalists that I like a lot of the 1920s and 30s and 40s. First up, it's Maxine Sullivan, who hailed originally from Homestead, Pennsylvania, making her something of a hometown hero to me. This was recorded August 1st, 1940, and it's the old folk ballad Barbara Allen. And Maxine Sullivan at this time really had quite a reputation for singing ballads and folk songs. I think she longed to sing more traditional jazz fare, but she had been cast in this folk song mold, and that's what producers and audiences expected of her, and she delivered, and delivered nicely, as you'll hear on this record. The folk tune goes way, way back. It was adapted here by Davidson Taylor, and the orchestra is directed by John Kirby. It's a very nice Baroque-sounding ensemble, Baroque fused with jazz behind Maxine Sullivan. Little hints of Bach in there. After that, we'll hear Sophie Tucker singing with the Riga Orchestra and a thing called Come On Home that she recorded for the OK label in March of 1923. It's OK record number 4818. But first, here is Maxine Sullivan, Columbia 35710, Barbara Allen.
Twas in the merry month of May, when green buds were a-swelling, poor Thomas Grove on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbara Allen. He sent his men unto her then, to the place where she was dwelling. Come, oh, come unto me then, if your name be Barbara Allen. In Scarlet Town, where she was born, lovely Barbara Allen, the townsfolk watched was young man, I think he died. But as she came down through the town, the bells they all were ringing. At every stroke they seemed to say, good tidings, Barbara Allen.
And we started that little set with Maxine Sullivan singing Barbara Allen from 1940, followed by Sophie Tucker and Come On Home from March of 1923. I think my favorite version of that song, Come On Home, was recorded by Miss Patricola, Miss Isabel Patricola, along with the Virginians for the Victor label at about that same time. I think I've played that on this program in the past. I don't mind pulling it out again sometime, but in the meantime, Sophie Tucker does a very nice job with it too. Well, how about something a little on the hot side now? Two selections from Henry Red Allen and his orchestra, both of these recorded for the Mellotone label in the mid-1930s. First, from January 23rd, 1935, we'll hear It's Written All Over Your Face, Mellotone record number M13304. I wonder what is written. After that, we'll hear I Never Slept a Wink Last Night, recorded a little bit earlier, May 1st, 1934, and Red Allen will sing the vocal on that one himself, singing lyrics written by Andy Razaf, of all people. That's Mellotone number 13045. Two now from Red Allen and his orchestra on Mellotone from the mid-1930s.
Never slept a wink last night. All I could do was think last night. just wondering why you told me goodbye. I never slept a wink last night, so dizzy I couldn't even go to bed. Had a silly notion in my head, 8 hours or more, just walking the floor. I never slept a wink last night, oh baby. This is so new to me, baby. What did you do to me, baby? You made it blue for me. You know you did not, didn't you? Please make things like they were before, so I can get my sleep once more. We just can't break up, we've got to make up. I never slept a wink last night.
And there you have two from Red Allen and his orchestra. It's Written All Over Your Face was the first one. And we followed that with I Never Slept a Wink Last Night from 1935 and 1934, respectively. One of my favorite pianists of the 1920s and 30s was a man named Frankie Carl, a guy who just doesn't seem to get enough credit these days. He had such a smooth, elegant touch at the keyboard and really a virtuosic flair, as you'll hear. I mean, he just made it sound so easy that I think people forgot how difficult it was, the things that he was doing at the piano. First, we'll hear Doll Dance, recorded for the Decca label on January 3rd, 1938, a tune written by Nacio Herb Brown, Decca record number 1623. After that, we'll hear something from the Mills Brothers, four boys and a guitar, something called Since We Fell Out of Love, recorded in Los Angeles on February 20th, 1935. I love this record. Decca 1495. Two really good ones now, starting with Frankie Carl. Thank you.
diddle-diddle, the cat won't fiddle, the moon won't shine up above. The little dog cried and he blinked his eyes since we fell out of love. For Humpty Dumpty went bumpty bumpty, but no one gave him a shove. And all the king's men marched home again since we fell out of love. Oh, first I lost my heart, after that I lost my head. Oh, now that we're apart, think of all the tears I've shed. My London Bridge went and crumbled, it started to tumble. I lost my fair lady's love. Down with the bridge came all my dreams since we fell out of love.
Anything by the Mills Brothers from the early to mid-1930s is okay by me, and that's one of my favorites. Since We Fell Out of Love, not a promising title, but quite a catchy song, recorded in Los Angeles, February 20th, 1935. Before that, we heard Frankie Carl, master of the keyboard, guy who had started his career with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra back in the 20s, before moving on to, Mal Hallett next, and then the orchestra of Horace Heidt, with whom he stayed for quite a while before striking out on his own. For many years, his daughter Marjorie sang with his own orchestra, and he continued making society piano records all the way up into the 60s and maybe 70s, and lived to the ripe old age of 97. Frankie Carl playing The Doll Dance from January of 1938. My name is Brian Wright, and for the past almost hour, you've been listening to The Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from my collection. We've got time for one more on today's program. Before we leave, though, a reminder that you can send me an email if you like. I'll address it to shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to this program in iTunes. That way, future releases will be automatically downloaded to your computer for listening. If you decide to go through iTunes, maybe you'll also be kind enough to leave a review if you enjoy the program, letting other people know that it's worth the time to listen. At least I hope it is, but I'll leave that up to you to decide. But you can leave a review if you'd feel so inclined at the iTunes listing for the Shellac Stack. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store and search for Shellac Stack. Okay, the last record I've got for you today is a Columbia disc. This was recorded in 1951. By the group Les Compagnons de la Chanson, a French group, and they're singing a song called Les Trois Cloches, or The Three Bells. This became a big hit in 1959 for a group called The Browns, and they recorded it as the Jimmy Brown song. And I always liked that record, and always wanted to find the original that it was based on. This isn't quite it, because this is an English version sung by Les Compagnons de la Chanson. They recorded it first, I think, a few years earlier. The song had come out first in about 1945. It was recorded by groups ranging from the Melody Maids in 1948 to even Edith Piaf, and many, many more in the years since. It was written by Jean-Viard Gil, and in this case, the English lyricist is Bert Reisfeld. Anyway, let's go ahead and have a listen to this, The Three Bells, or if you prefer, Les Trois Cloches, or if you prefer, the Jimmy Brown song, sung by Les Compagnons de la Chanson, to finish off this edition of the Shellac Stack. Thanks for listening. I hope we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees have fallen, and there on a sunny morning little Jimmy Brown was born.
So his parents brought him to the chapel when he was only one day old, and the priest blessed the little fellow. Welcome, Jimmy, to the fold. Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells are ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Let this hour of meditation guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above, and there 20 years thereafter Jimmy Brown and his bride were wed. Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells are ringing.
Boom, boom.
Was a great day in his life. Of the song that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation. Bless all of this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
To say farewell to their old friend, whose life had been like a flower burning bloom till the end. Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley door. That it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation. May his soul find the salvation of thy great eternity.